Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Roth, Mary. Healdsburg, California, September 18, 88. Previously unpublished. Dear Mary Roth, I was pained to receive a letter from Professor Prescott stating that you were not doing well, that you were lodging or boarding at Swedberger's. Now, my Mary, if you have discernment and the love of Jesus and the love of the truth, you cannot be in harmony with Mrs. Swedberger, and I seriously object to your having any association with her. I wonder if no one has objected to your being at that place, for you can do her no good while she can do you real harm with her conversation, her habits, and her practice. I greatly grieve over this. I learn that I am held responsible for your expenses to the amount of above $100, and that while I have felt that interest in you to place you in the sanitarium, and you have had at least some advantages of the college, you are found to be finding fault with the college and sanitarium. My sister, I am distressed at this state of things. Has no one come to you and talked with you kindly? And has no one had a care for your soul to lay open before you the danger of your association with persons who are not of that character that can in any way prove to be any help to you? I have thought if you took a correct and proper course in caring for your health, that ere this you could be fully able to bear your own weight. I am sadly perplexed that, when I flattered myself that you were being placed in the very best class of society to be molded and your character fashioned, you should choose associates or places where you would receive wrong impressions, and in your turn give wrong impressions, and you would do injury to the very institutions that are calculated to be a great help and a great blessing to you if you manifest the right disposition. I cannot longer be responsible for any of your expenses. For 1 year I have stood prepared to help you, and it is not right for me to do this while you in any way injure the institutions of God's appointment by one word of complaint. Suppose you do see some things that are not perfection. Is there perfection in everything in your own home? We see something we may question and find fault with if we are on that side of the question. But if we are individually considerate, we will, although we see some things not exactly as we call perfect, say nothing about them unless they are sins which need to be spoken of to the very ones who are guilty. If you see that anyone is wrong, or imagine he is wrong, then go to that very one. Use no deception. Do not pretend to his face to be pleased and in unison with him, and then open your lips of complaint to some one or ones around you. I hate double dealing or any deception. I have had great confidence in you, Mary, and I hope that my confidence is not misplaced. I hope that you will be a wise, conscientious, pure-hearted, Christian girl. And if you have linked up with society that is not right, break with it at once and connect yourself with those who are calculated to help you in attaining a solid, religious experience. I am sick and am writing sitting up in bed. I cannot entertain the idea that you have, through irreligious and improper associates, become leavened with fault-finding and with distrust and suspicion. Has anything gone wrong? If so, am I not the one to be informed of it? Or is not Professor Prescott or some persons who are responsible the ones for you to talk with? I hope to hear from you at once as to what course you propose to pursue. What plans have you in view? What are your aims or object in life? Have you the love of Jesus in your heart? Have you backslidden from God? And shall I have reason to regret that we made interested efforts to secure to you life and health? I love you, and I have a deep interest and love for your father's family. I can write no more now for my head aches. In love.